It is 24 minutes to the hour of 10. You are listening to the Basic Fiqh program on Radio Islam International. And again, an indication that we do have Mufti Zubair Bayat online. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mawlana Habib. And assalamu alaikum to all the listeners of Radio Islam.
How are you doing, Mufti Saab?
Alhamdulillah, all praise be to Allah, Mawlana, and yourself.
Alhamdulillah. Mufti Saab, previously we were speaking about the Khaki Museum, and after that we looked at some of the other small museums in Mecca, in Madinatul Munawwara, and we were planning to journey into more museums and more important sites. Unfortunately, last week we were unable to connect through to you. Alhamdulillah, this morning we are talking to you, Mufti Saab, and perhaps you can give us a brief outrun of what we are going to do today.
Okay, Maulana, inshallah, I think we will try and round off the entire discussion now in today's program. I just wanted to maybe reiterate one or two things quickly. As we know, I did mention that there are about 13 cultural projects that have been earmarked for Madina Munawwara, and some of those I've mentioned. I want to mention of those one or two more. One is, I think we spoke about the Holy Quran exhibition and the 99 Names of Allah exhibition, right?
Yeah.
Right. Now, there is also a Hijaz Railway Station Museum. I may have just spoken briefly about it. This Hijaz Railway Station Museum is also in Medina, not far from the Haram, very close to the Haram also. It is where the old railway station used to be, because there was a train line linking Istanbul to Medina. So people used to travel from Turkey, Syria, Jordan, all these countries, Palestine, that fall in the line. They used to travel by train to Medina. And this railway line, even till today, some parts of it exist. Of course, now it has become dysfunctional, but there is a possibility of it becoming revived also in the future, inshallah. So in this railway station also, there are lots and lots of things of interest. Relating to history, especially the works that the Turks had done. This was done by the Turkish government of that time, the Ottomans, and other past, information relating to Medina. There will be quite a bit of it also in the Hijaz Railway Station Museum. Then I wanted to speak quickly about the Quba Cultural Center. Now, this one is very, very interesting also. A Quba Cultural Center is actually behind Masjid-e Quba. Or rather, I should say, in front of Masjid-e Quba.
In front.
In front. If we are facing the direction of Qibla, then directly in front of Masjid-e Quba, they have a building. This building, I think, was originally built to be a souk of some sort, like a market, perhaps a date market or something. But they have stalls outside Masjid-e Quba in front. If you walk toward the front of Masjid-e Quba, if you turn to your left, there's a whole row of makeshift shops. It's like not very permanent structures, maybe prefab buildings. And in directly in front of the masjid is this building. And now, instead of the shopping center and things, they've decided to house the Quba Cultural Center there. Now, this is a very amazing display as well. It has got many, many interesting things relating to the history of Medina. They've got different exhibition rooms, and in each room there's a different themes. For example, there's a theme on the Khulafai Rashidin. So all the ahadith, etc., relating to Khulafai Rashidin, and information about them will be found in that exhibition room. Then they've got one room that does a display on Ashab al-Suffa, which I found very interesting, Mona, the names of all the Ashab al-Suffa.
Subhanallah.
The different achievements of their, where they originated from, where did they pass away, what were the services they rendered to Islam, a little biography. So they got that whole write-up on the Ashab al-Suffa. And there are among the Ashab al-Suffa a number of names which we did not recognize earlier on as Ashab al-Suffa until we saw their names there in that list. We knew the name of the Sahabi, but we did not know that it was actually from Ashab al-Suffa. So there is that display. Then they've got, mashallah, beautiful model of Medina Munawwara again in the Turkish era. They've got a whole exhibition on the various battles of Medina. This is very information driven. It's got a lot of charts. It's got a lot of write-ups. It's got a lot of diagrams. It's got a lot of what they call these things, breakdowns of things in little details. So, mashallah, this was something that was very, very interesting and informative. They've got the entire journey of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam of the Hijrah, the various stopovers that he made. There may be some similarities to the museum there, which we spoke about, Darul Madina.
Hmm.
But, Mona, each one has got its own flavor. I must emphasize that it's got its own flavor. So, there may be some similarities. Obviously, the tarikh, the history, the seerah is the same. We can't change that, no? But the angles at which the seerah is presented, the different angles from different perspectives. So there is always something interesting and something new to see. It's not like a kind of a total repetition of what there was in the other places. There is a new angle. So I would therefore urge the listeners that those who want to visit, they should actually make a point of visiting as many of these places as possible. Because the flavor of each one, as I said, is a little different from the other. Then they've got the history of Medina over the ages, century after century, which is very interesting because what happens is we normally focus on the history of Medina in this time of the seerah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, maybe a little bit in the time of the Khulafa'i Rashidun. But Medina has got its own history, 1400 years of rich history in the different phases of history, what occurred in Medina Munawwara and what events transpired, the different kings that ruled over Hijaz and what role they played, and various aspects of the history of Medina. The history of Medina itself is a very interesting history. So some aspects of the history of the city of Medina Munawwara also incorporated in that particular display or exhibition that they have there at Quba, the Quba Cultural Center. And what is very interesting about all these places, Maulana, is the fact that, they have on sale a lot of CDs.
Okay.
So what you see, a lot of it, maybe not all of it, but a lot of it is available to take back home. Various books, booklets, like maps, leaflets, and things like that. And also CDs. So you can, what happens when you're going through an exhibition, obviously there's time constraints and you can see whatever you can see, but you can never really do justice, you know. There's a lot to see, and time is always limited. There's not too much of time to spend to see everything, unless you have so much of leisurely time on hand that you can go 2, 3, 4 times.
Mm.
But by obtaining these CDs and things, you can actually revisit the place at your leisure on your PC or your notebook or your laptop. And you can go through it again and again and, you know, savor it and enjoy it at your leisure. You're not rushed for anything at all. So this is a very big advantage that today, mashallah, a lot of these things are actually available in electronic format, in printed format as well, Maulana.
Gee.
You know, I did mention about that Darul Madina Museum, that they've got books on sale, thick volumes. So a lot of the information that they have on the walls there and on display there, it is captured in the books itself.
Hmm.
And in the book, you can read up everything at leisure, because obviously you are just glancing through and virtually just flying through. The time is always limited. But when you can take your time, if you've got the books there, the CDs there, and you can go through it bit by bit slowly, you can see the whole thing.
Hmm. Subhanallah.
Now, yes, well, now I think that completes the discussion on the museums and exhibitions in Medina Munawwara. Now, I want to touch on one more, and this time it was not in Medina Munawwara, but in Makkah Mukarrama. In fact, there are actually two museums which, alhamdulillah, I visited in Makkah Mukarrama. One is very close to Masjid Aisha near the Ghilaf factory. This one has got a lot of, you know, historical information relating to Baytullah, the Kaaba, the cross-section of the rock and so on that is used for the construction of Kaaba, different types of keys that were used in the different ages for the door of the Kaaba, the locks of the door of the Kaaba, the old Mizab Rahmats, the different parts of the Ghilaf, and a lot of information, interesting information relating to Baytullah and the history of Baytullah.
Hmm.
I know, most appropriately, that is situated in Makkah Sharif. But there is another museum that has come up quite recently. It's not old at all. And this museum is based in Makkah Mukarrama, but it actually is relating to the seerah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it is called, very interestingly, Assalamu alayka ayyuhan Nabi.
Subhanallah.
That's the name of this museum, Mawlana.
Hmm.
This museum is actually established by a person who's called Dr. Zahrani. And Dr. Zahrani has dedicated all his resources, his time, his energy, his efforts, and his resources towards this project, in which he wants to capture in minute detail every aspect of the seerah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, this is indeed one of the most amazing museums I've ever seen in my life. It is mind-boggling, to say the least, Maulana. First of all, it's not even open to the general public as a casual visitor.
Mm.
You are required to make an appointment, and you can only visit this museum by appointment. So we were fortunate, alhamdulillah, that one of our friends, dear friends, Mufti Ayub Jina, who is based in Medina Munawwara, was very kind enough to offer me, because he had already made an appointment, and as a Sheikhul Hadith Mawlana Fazlur Rahman Sahab Dam Bakatum from Darul Mazadwal, Hazrat was also visiting, was to visit this museum. So, you know, in my case, it is, as they say in Afrikaans, sam gekom. Right. So, they offered me, alhamdulillah, and whoever I wanted to bring along. So I just passed the word along, passed the word around a few friends. And I was quite shocked that there were like about 60, 70 people ready to come.
SubhanAllah.
So alhamdulillah, we had a very big turnout. But I think the people of the museum were pleased because they do a very detailed explanation as you walk around the museum. And Mu'allaq, very, very modern and high-tech. In terms of technology, I think they're right on the cutting edge of technology.
Hmm.
They've employed every modern, you know, and every latest technology, which, mashallah, goes to show that, you know, these people are very on top of what they are doing. They're very clued up about what they are doing. And this is also a whole series of halls, exhibition halls in this museum. And each hall has got some different aspects of the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a lot of detail. Now, Dr. Zahrani has started penning down aspects of the seerah, and his intention is to complete his work in 500 volumes. Mm. Well, not 5 volumes, Mawana. 500 volumes, Mawana. 500.
SubhanAllah.
We were quite astounded. I asked the guide, alhamdulillah, I was doing the translation on behalf of the group from the Arabic to the English. I asked him again, and he told me, yes, you did hear correctly when I said, Khamsumiyah, 500. Out of the 500, 120 have already been published. It's not printed, but it's ready for print, and soon it will be released. But all the artwork and typesetting and everything is complete on 120 volumes out of the 500 more.
SubhanAllah.
It's going to be a monumental work on the seerah, such perhaps that was never witnessed like before. And mashallah, every aspect of the seerah, for example, you know, there's one display relating to the body parts of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then it will tell you all the parts of his Mubarak body that have been mentioned anywhere in the Holy Quran. So every single ayat is referenced and it is on display. And they've got these touch screen displays. So for example, you know, if it is something relating to the finger Mubarak of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you touch on that word finger, and then it will bring up all the ayats. First, the ayats of the Quran Sharif. Then it will bring every hadith that is available in the books of hadith.
Hmm.
Regarding the body parts of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, regarding the names of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, regarding the family of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, regarding the quality.
What is up?
Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every aspect of his life, they've got in such detail that it is mind-boggling. As I said, the technology is the latest, touch screen. To the extent that all the items that were in use in the household of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is also mentioned in detail. The armor of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which he used to wear, that is also in detailed description. The word that way it appears in the Quran, way it appears in the entire collection of hadith, and then the complete description of it. You know, one thing that was used in the house, to the extent of a teaspoon that was used, for example, in the house of Nabi, I'm just using an example.
Hmm.
Or a knife. Or, you know, a mill. All those things, they've even constructed a kind of a replica. It's not the exact thing, they tell you that. They make it very clear. It's not exactly the same. And it's not the original thing that some people say, you know what, I saw the mat of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that used to sleep on. It's not, they say to you, that's not, they replicated it in line with the description of it that comes in the Hadith Sharif. So it's a very close replica or what you could call a specimen of what the original could have looked like. The helmet of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now, they've also got 3D displays of it, Maulana. So, you know, it's amazing. You can actually flip it this way, that way, turn it around in a 3D display. And you can look at it from all angles, you know, front, back, top, bottom, left, right, inside, out. So they've really, really gone, you know, out of their way to try to bring alive the seerah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And they've also got one cabinet there, huge cabinet, in which they got the manuscripts of Dr. Zahrani's compilations of the seerah. He used to sit down and start writing. Mona virtually, literally, stacks and stacks and stacks of manuscripts of his writings, in which he started off this work of compiling the 500 volumes. And they've even got the pens that he used. He literally finished hundreds of pens in this exercise of his. So here is somebody who is a very prolific writer and a very profound researcher. And he has undertaken a very ambitious project. And not only has he just rendered it in the form of the written word, but he has also tuned it and coupled it with technology, and it is also, you know, with the latest technology, trying to bring it as alive and as visual as possible. Obviously, we know that as far as the images, etc., are concerned, they don't at all, and it's not correct at all to display that. But all the, you know, inanimate things that existed, those things, they have tried to replicate and create images of it. And even to the extent that the stick of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is called Anaza, that also they've got a replica of that. They've got it on display, the replica and how it used to look and the full description of it as it came in the Hadith Sharif. So, you know what we could call, Maulana, painstaking detail. Painstaking detail. That is the kind of detail they've gone into regarding the various aspects of the seerah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So, in short, I know time is running out, but in short, the most profound endeavor to capture the seerah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and to bring it alive in our contemporary times is this museum in Makkah Mukarramah, which is called As-Salamu Alayka Ya Nabi Allah. And lots of people don't even know about that it exists, the taxi drivers and so on. You have to give them some other place description, and then they took you there, and next door to that was the building. That in fact, we had to take about 10-15 taxis to get there with all the passengers. Mona, you won't believe it. The taxi driver said, we don't want to go away. We also want to see this because we are fascinated. For this 1-2 hours, we don't mind not being in our taxis and picking up passengers.
MashaAllah.
But this is something we don't want to miss out. Do we have permission? We said, from our side, we're most welcome. For us, there's no restriction. And the people of the museum also gave full permission. And they were more as impressed and thrilled as the guests that were there with what they saw. So this was something I will urge the listeners, if it is possible, try to visit this museum as well when you are in Makkah Mukarramah. I've seen it once, but honestly, Mona, it has only actually increased my thirst rather than quenched my thirst. And I would love to visit it again and again a few times till I'm able to absorb exactly what there is in that museum.
This has been very interesting and very insightful indeed. It just reminds me of the couplets of Layla and Majnu, أمر على الديار ديار ليلى أقبل ذا الجدار وذا الجدارة وما حب الديار شغفن قلبي ولكن حب من سكن الديار. And that is the enthusiasm behind all these projects, that ولكن حب من سكن الديار.
Subhanallah, well said, Mawlana, very well said. Indeed, it is just that love alone that is motivating the people to do what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ensure that every aspect of the life of His beloved will be preserved by the lovers.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be an honor for those lovers of Allah and Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah ta'ala will select them for this, this momentous task. Mm-hmm.
Mufti Sahab, Jazakumullah for your time, much appreciated. We hope to speak to you next week, inshallah.
Inshallah, Ta'ala, Mawlana.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.